Glenn O'Neill joins us, a jubilant Coach Glenn O'Neill. You talk about finding the most adverse situations in a ball game, sickness to Brett, finding a way to come back from 21 points down and win it in dramatic fashion the way it was. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you got to throw DB in there also.
Yes.
I mean, you know, took away the running game and, you know, just a home run threat. And, you know, our guys just persevered. And, you know, we told them at half just, you know, one play. Make one play in the second half and, you know, get it all turned around, and it did. I'm out of breath. That's a long ways up here. Sorry.
Yes, it is. No, that's all right. Well, Coach, just a tough first half, punting into the wind there and giving Silver Lake short field. Really, the defense, I really thought they did a good job. Even the first half, they short field was tough, but it was just like a different level for them in the second half.
Oh, whatever could go wrong. I mean, you know, Devin's hand went numb, so – you know, Chris took his spot, and then on the second kickoff, you know, the wind blew away their voices when they stepped on each other, and we start to ball on the 3-yard line down there. And, you know, Silver Lake's defense is good enough without having to, you know, go 97 yards. And, you know, with Brett, he never left hotel till about 11:15. I mean, he was, you know, he had the flu, you know, probably worse than I had on Thanksgiving, and, you know, just had no energy and come out here and, you know, persevered and fought his way through. And, you know, I think his teammates, you know, kind of rallied around him right there.
Well, I mean, that's what you call a band of brothers, and the boys of Fall, they do just that there. What an exciting comeback. And, you know, Brenner Wells, he made some big plays in the second half. The interception that set up the game-winning touchdown drive and a big fourth down catch as well.
He did. I mean, you know, who's dumb enough to call a pass on fourth and one, right? But, you know, they jammed us, and, you know, Brenner made up for it. I mean, he down on the goal line on, you know, with second, third, and goal. You know, he jumped off sides on the quarterback sneak, and, you know, he felt terrible about it and had to make a, you know, play make up for it, and he made a couple plays right there. But, you know, like you said, you know, those seniors, they've been tight for so long, and, you know, of course, they've had their differences here and there, but, you know, overall, you know, not one of them could be as successful as what they have been without, you know, them all pulling together like they did. And, you know, we had a lot of sophomores and juniors grew up this year and,
yes,
you know, turned into, you know, football players instead of, you know, just participants in a football program. So, you know, you're really, really proud of the kids.
Well, you couldn't have drawn it up any better for the situation. It just seems like it's just dreams of kids when you're a young kid for state championships and positions like that. And how about the pass play from Brett O'Neill to Drew Kite?
You know, hadn't run it all game as far as, you know, the waggle back to the tight end side. And, you know, they covered it pretty well and told Drew just to block for another half count right there and see if the safety in the corner would bite up on the run. You know, the bad thing was we had different personnel. Brett had to move Alex twice to, you know, kind of get everything going to set the play up. And, you know, luckily the play clock was, you know, long enough there where it didn't affect us.
Well, how about this? The senior group has been a special one. They've had some state championships in other sports and finally get the one in football. And they end their careers 14-0 their senior seasons and 46-3 through 4 years. What an unbelievable run.
Well, that's incredible right there, 46-3. I mean, you know, 49 games in 4 years is, you know, an extra season in there. And, you know, luckily for us, it's all been playoff games. And, you know, like I said, you know, I told them the other day, I said, you know, 95% of the time I've coached these guys in 4 years, they've been a pleasure, and 5% they've been a pain in the butt. But, you know, that pain in the butt sure has gone away right now as far as, you know, for this moment.
Well, it's an enjoyable moment, and come back in dramatic fashion, 28-21 over Silver Lake, and the Beavers have themselves a fourth state championship in football. Congratulations, Coach. Thanks for everything through the football season, and enjoy it up.
All right, we're going to for about 48 hours, and we got to switch sports.
Quick turnaround. Thanks, Coach Glenn O'Neill, stopping by here post-game.